I just feel bad for the weeds.
Weeds are nothing but green losers.
Well, maybe weeds are just like, you know, homeless plants looking for a lawn to call their own.
Right. And who are we to judge which plants have more of a right to?
I know. This looks unusual.
I'm gonna go open a can of something and eat it.
What is that?
I was at the junkyard and I found a bunch of old radios. So I made them into the sculpture I call it... Potato Radio!
Why?
I was squeezing a potato when I thought of it.
Well, I love radios and potatoes.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So you're part of the sculpture?
Nah, I just ran out of clamps, so I gotta hold these together till the glue dries.
Ah.
You're eating a can of pie filling?
It's all I've got. Which is why I'm gonna make you your favorite kind of sandwich.
Large?
Uh-huh. Spencer, Freddy, how does a big glass of lemonade sound?
Pleasant.
Limon.
Okay, everybody, just give me 5 minutes.
Is it possible she's in too good a mood?
It's like she's oozing happy.
Kind of like when my mom was taking those special vitamins.
Scoozy, but I need Freddy.
Freddy hates you.
I don't hate her.
Lemonade.
Oh, thank you.
You look so pretty today.
Well, I suppose you do too. What's up with Sally Sunshine?
She's been dating a new guy.
Well, I don't see how a boy could make a girl that happy.
Sure, because you haven't had a date since Seinfeld got canceled.
It wasn't canceled. Jerry chose not to do another season.
Well, Mrs. Benson, not that we all don't want you to leave, but why are you here?
Oh, Freddie, I need to visit your Aunt Susan for a few days. Apparently, her rash is spreading. Spencer, I need to have Freddie stay here.
No problem.
Just make sure that Freddie gets to bed every night by...
Mom!
Boys without bedtimes never... Now what? Oh, my God. The rash spread to her thighs. I've got to go online and do some cream and ointment research.
Your aunt sounds awesome.
Like your family's not full of freaks and mutants.
Touché.
All right. I think these radios ought to be set by now. I held those things together for like 3 hours. How long does that glue take to dry?
I don't think this is glue.
Then what is it?
It's ball joint lube.
Oh.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
All right. Give me your love and affection, and no one gets hurt.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, Sam.
Freddy.
What's up, bro?
Hey, boy.
What are you doing here? I thought you'd be on your way to L.A. by now.
I should be, but I wanted to give you something before I go.
Ooh, what'd you bring?
Dude.
Open it.
What'd you do?
Something.
Charm bracelet?
It's one of a kind. Like you.
It's gorgeous. You're amazing.
You are.
You are.
You are.
You are.
Everybody take your seat. Today we are going to, who's that?
Steven.
You don't go to school here.
No, sir. I'm homeschooled.
Ugh. Homeschooled kids. Bunch of uneducated, socially deprived weirdos.
Yeah, you got a lot of room to call other people socially deprived weirdos.
Hey, you want to get kicked out of this class?
It's my dream.
Too bad.
And anyway, Steven is not a weirdo.
And I'm not too socially deprived. I've been dating Carly for 3 months.
It's true.
And I think I've been getting a pretty good education from my parents.
Really? 14th president of the United States.
Franklin Pierce.
I like you.
Me too.
Why don't you think about coming here to Ridgeway?
I'd love to, but I spend every other month in Los Angeles with my dad.
Yeah, his parents are divorced, but they maintain a healthy friendship.
Really?
Yeah, it's totally amicable.
Hey, I gotta bolt. My flight leaves in an hour.
Okay, well, I'll see you when you get back. And don't forget, our 100-day kiss is coming up.
Oh, I know. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, you're welcome anytime.
Bye.
What's a 100-day kiss?
Oh, well, on the 100th day, you've been going out with someone?
You have a special kiss at midnight.
To celebrate your 100-day anniversary.
Ooh, what fun.
How can you have never heard of the 100-day kiss thing?
I didn't know about it.
Well, yeah, but you're a Gibby.
You didn't know about radishes till 6 months ago.
Well, I know about them now, don't I?
Come on now!
Go!
Walk out the door!
Just turn around now!
You're not welcome anymore!
Oh my God, how funny is this? Aren't they hilarious?
Yeah, it's funny.
And now, a disturbing voyage into the depths of the ever-puzzling Gibby-ish brain.
That girl Carly is really pretty, don't you think?
Sure. Just, not my type. Anyway, you know, we've been going out for over 3 months.
I do. We're coming up on our 100-day kiss.
Sneak preview.
Show me the trailer.
Hi, Steven. Welcome back to L.A. Still not sure why you're dating Tori when I was available, but whatever.
She's,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, come on, Kevin!
Chicken legs! Music!
I wonder if that Gibby guy's playing a character or if he's just that weird.
Hey, Andre.
Hey.
You guys ready for this? You ready?
Wait. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, you guys know my uncle.
The creepy one or the real estate agent?
Real estate.
What about him?
He sold a house. You ready? You ready? Are y'all ready?
Yes!
I'm ready.
To Kenan Thompson.
Kenan Thompson?
Are you serious?
I love Kenan Thompson.
What up with that? What up with that? Good stuff.
Wait, it gets better. I met Kenan.
Shut up.
Him? Yeah, I went with my uncle to the house, you know, when Kenan was buying it, and I hung out with him for like 2 hours.
Oh, my
Shut
God.
Up.
That's very cool. Yeah.
I knew a guy whose dad bought a house. They found a dead woman in one of the closets. She was blonde.
All right, come on. More about Kenan.
Right, so I tell him, man, your house is insane. You could have a sick party here. And then Kenan goes, so why don't you have one?
What house?
Yeah, he's not moving until next month because he's going to be in New York. So we said I could have a little party there next Saturday night.
Oh, my gosh.
All of y'all are invited. I'm not
Kenan
too sure about
too.
Rex. He's going to be hot, though.
You can't dip French fries in mayonnaise.
Okay, why does everyone... Steven?
Yeah, hello.
What are you doing here? I don't get out of school until 3.
I know. Just thought I'd swing by early and say hey.
Oh, hey.
How you guys doing?
Good. I'm Matt Keenan.
How are you?
So,
How was your, did you just take a pic of me and Tori?
Yep-a-rooney.
And what are you gonna do with it?
Post it on the Slap, our school website. I have a whole page with pics of my friends.
It's a small page.
It is not.
Robbie, it's small.
Yeah, listen, could you not post that pic of me and Tori?
Sorry, I've got it set to automatically upload pics right after I take them.
Why don't you want him to post it?
You know, not having the best hair day.
Oh, here. Let me fix it. Ah! Crazy!
Okay.
Hey, Robbie. Do you want to take a pic of me for your Slap page?
No thanks.
Ha! A geek rejected by a freak. That's ironic.
Okay, you take 3 oranges.
So, what's this game called?
Boomba.
Boomba.
Now, I take 3.
Who taught you this fruit game?
My mom.
Oh, no.
Next, we both face away from each other.
Now what? Ha!
Oh! Ah! Boomba! I win.
Good game.
What you doing, kid?
Seeing what Carly Carson looks like in various fonts.
Steven's last name is Carson?
Yes, you should know that. I love him. Carly Carson. It even sounds cute. Carly and Steven Carson. Steven and Carly Carson. Hey, look, here come the Carsons. Oh, they look so cute together. I just love it.
Wasn't there some actor named Steven Carson?
I don't know. Let me look it up.
And while you're at it, see if you can find out if oranges can crack a spine. Because I think they can!
I'm man up. Or at least boy up. You find the actor?
No, but I found something.
What you got?
Well, when I typed in Steven Carson, this picture of my Steven came up tagged with his name.
Doing? Who's she?
She's a girl, and don't say doing.
She looks like that Shelby Marks chick you fought.
Yeah, but this girl's way hotter. I didn't say doing.
What website is that?
Theslap.com. It's for a performing arts high school in L.A. Why would Steven be there with that girl?
Maybe they're just friends.
No guy's just friends with a girl like that.
Sam!
Well, if he's cheating on you, better we find out now.
Steven's not a cheater.
As far as you know.
Here, let me see if I can find some more pics of this Tori girl.
Why?
So we can stare at her and drool.
I'm researching her. Mm. Oh, yep, there it is. Wow. Oh, guys. Oh, man. Look at those cheekbones. Look at... Oh, guys. Oh, she is smoking hot. I can't... Oh!
Ah! Boomba.
Is everyone done assaulting me with oranges?
Oh, look. Sam and Freddy are here. That's different. So what goes on?
Steven's cheating on Carly.
Quit it.
How come Sam thinks he's cheating?
I found a picture of him in L.A. with some girl.
Quite some girl. Who is hideous.
Let me see her. Let me see this girl who, whoa, that is quite a high resolution monitor.
Why are you walking like a bloated zombie?
Because I spent 5 hours wedged in this sculpture trying to glue those radios together. Now my back's all twisted up like a Frenchman's pretzel. Hey, who wants to rub some of this mint thermal cream on old Spencer's back, huh? Fine. I know someone who'd love to do it. Hey, Gibby. When all hope is gone,
What can we hope for?
More hope.
And the comet hits!
Oh!
No! Cut! Cease acting!
What's the problem?
Your screams were unconvincing. You've got to show real terror.
I thought we were pretty good.
Oh, please. I've let out fiercer shouts in my bathtub. But is it just me? They were lame, right?
Beck was good.
Jade, you're a sour taste, aren't you? Cat! What did your doctor say? Ooh, a note. Whoa! Dear Gundy!
What is it?
Her doctor's in Culver City. The traffic must have been horrible.
What'd the doctor say is wrong with her?
It says she has vocal nodules.
What are vocal nodules?
They're growths on the vocal cords.
It's true.
Shut up! You cannot speak until you are healed, or you could damage your vocal cords permanently and never sing again. This is a lovely color, by the way. Like a red velvet cupcake. Sit, Kat. Okay, where were we?
You were saying our acting was terrible.
Oh! Yes, indeed. But not all your acting. Just the fear.
Okay, so how do we do it better?
Easy. Think back to a time in your life when you experienced real fear. True terror. Then let the memory of that emotion bubble up into your acting.
Does it count if you've caused true terror?
I don't think I've ever felt true terror.
Then I'll have to work on that.
Why are you laughing like that?
That poster of ducks playing poker. I just noticed it.
And so, accompanying Lewis and Clark on their trailblazing expedition across the western United States. Hey, Shay, Puckett, are you texting in my class?
Yep.
Bring your phones up here. Right now. Move it. I want you to read your text messages out loud to the whole class, or I will.
Just deal with the fact that Steven might be cheating on you.
Will you stop saying that? I love him.
And then I typed colon P.
That means she stuck her tongue out.
I know all about colon P. What? What's so funny about colon P?
Ethan, stop, you're killing me.
Hey, Andre.
What's up?
Will we get to meet Keenan at the party?
There's no party at Keenan's house. Keenan who? You guys can't come.
Yeah, we can.
It's an open invite.
Says who?
Rex.
Rex? Read the tweet.
See you at the party.
No. You're not invited to the party that I don't know what you're talking about. Oh. I'm gonna squish a puppy.
What's happening here?
What are you doing home from school?
There was a gas leak, so they let everyone go home early.
Who are these ladies?
They're... This is my book club.
Your book club?
think we're done for today. Thank you. All right.
Goodbye.
This was fun.
Bye-bye.
Everybody have their purses?
Bye, Spencer.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. Thanks a lot. Uh-huh. So how was school?
I want to talk about Steven, who's not cheating on me.
Denial's not just a river in Utah.
Egypt!
Give me 10 minutes online and I bet I can prove Steven's cheating on you.
There's nothing wrong with being in a book club.
I know. It's just not the manliest thing in the world.
It is too manly. Oh no! Nancy forgot her makeup pouch. Nancy!
Hey, Kat, I got it. Did you download that app I told you to get, Speechy Cane?
Mm-hmm.
Good, fire it up. Okay, this headband has a speaker in it that works via Bluetooth. So while you're on vocal rest, you just wear this on your head. Here, let me turn it on. Now, hit speak, then type anything.
Anything.
Very funny.
Last night, my brother bit my foot.
Well, I don't need to know everything.
Soup.
Robbie Shapiro, don't move!
Uh-oh, he sounds mad.
Don't be so nervous.
I'm not nervous.
I felt your hand tense up.
You tweeted about the party at Keenan's house.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. I'm looking at the tweet right here.
I didn't tweet about the party.
I did.
Rex,
I told you not to tell anybody.
I had to get the word out to my Northridge girls.
Oh, man.
I'm really sorry. And believe me, I'm going to be having a really frank talk with Rex when we get home.
Oh, man.
You're a nut!
He's really mad.
But he's got beautiful skin.
Ah! I must have really wrenched my back. Gibby, you sure you don't mind doing this?
Mind?
Yeah!
Will you just admit that you're not gonna find any evidence that Steven's cheating on me?
Okay, first, I learned a long time ago, never admit anything. And no, I didn't find any specific evidence that Steven's cheating on you.
Ha! Say ha.
Ha!
But if Steven is cheating on you, I've got a way to catch him.
How?
Gather around, children. Come gather around, mama.
Just let it out.
Okay, the question. Is Steven, a.k.a. Carly's boyfriend, cheating on Carly with this chick, Tori Vega?
No, he's not.
Dude, I...
He told me I'm one of a kind.
Yes, and my dad once told my mom he was coming back. So moving on. This pic was posted on theslap.com, a site for a high school called Hollywood Arts in Los Angeles. A mutual friend of Tori, some kid named Rex, whose profile pic for some reason shows an urban puppet, he tweeted yesterday about a big party that's going on this Saturday night at Kenan Thompson's house in Hollywood.
The famous Kenan Thompson?
Gee, I don't know. It could be Kenan Thompson, the butt doctor.
Not there, not there. Right there!
Who cares about all this?
You do. Because since this Rex dude's going to that party, and one of Rex's top friends is his Tori chick, then we can assume that Tori's going to be at the party too. And if she is dating Steven, I'll bet you a truckload of fat cakes Steven will be at that party with Tori.
And if they are, how do you know they're not just friends?
Read Tori's latest status update.
So pumped for Saturday night. Bring in the BF.
BF means boyfriend.
Thank you, Freddy.
We thought it meant big finger.
All right. It's
So now what?
We are going to make Spencer drive us to L.A. And we are going to crash that party and see for ourselves if Steven's a cheater.
Or not.
Hey, if I really have to drive you guys to L.A., can Gibby come? He's got the hands of a goddess.
I am here for you, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Socko. All right, everybody, Socko just dropped off the van, so let's hit the road! L.A. is a long drive.
Yep, we're just gonna crash that party, bust Steven for cheating on Carly.
Or we find out he's innocent. Everyone's innocent till proven cheaty.
Whoa, wait. Guys, I just realized something.
Me too. There are no yellow foods.
What about corn?
Bananas?
Squash?
Butter?
Lemons?
So, what'd you realize?
The party. What if people there recognize us from iCarly?
Oh, man, you're right. We can't spy on Steven if everyone's coming up to us going, "Yo, you're from iCarly. What's wrong with that Gibby kid?"
I got it. My ex-girlfriend Moni lives in L.A. She does special effects makeup for movies and TV shows.
You think she could make me Sam and Freddy look different enough not to get recognized?
Sure. She does Hasselhoff.
Cool. You better guess,
really? Yeah. I'll just call her on the way.
Yellow peppers?
Tori, you have to talk to Andre for me.
What about?
He's got to change the date of his party at Keenan Thompson's house.
The party's tomorrow.
I know, but Lane asked me to babysit his stupid friend's kids, so I said yes. So when I heard about the party, I tried to bail, but Lane won't let me out of it. Stupid Lane.
Why does Lane need you to babysit?
He and his friend are going to see MacGruber the musical.
The musical?
Just tell Andre to move the party to next week.
It's too late to change it. And Keenan said he could only have the house tomorrow night anyway.
Oh, I hate everything!
Can you make us look totally different?
Completely unrecognizable?
Yeah, easy. When's the party?
Tonight.
I can get it done by then.
Awesome.
Thanks.
Oh, Moni, I really appreciate you doing this.
It doesn't mean I'm not still angry with you.
Come on, we broke up 6 years ago.
You shattered my heart. And my leg.
I didn't see you behind my car.
Just drop it. Carly, have a seat. I'll get the makeup ready. Ooh. I thought Stephanie was the ex-girlfriend you backed over.
That was before Moni.
So wait, you backed a car over two girlfriends?
I'm not the best driver!
Whoa! Check this place out!
This is sick.
Yeah.
Oh my God. This house is hug.
Hug?
Huge.
Yo, Dre. Yo, what's up? You ain't tell me Keenan's house was sweating diamonds.
I know, right? Oh, Mustang, this is Tori, Steven, Cat, and Robbie.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I believe someone forgot to introduce someone.
And that's Rex.
Downtown.
Back around.
Oh, Mustang's gonna be spinning tracks tonight.
Strick it straight out.
Strick it straight up.
I wanted to do it too.
I'm gonna go back over there.
Oh, let's go pick a place.
A place for what? For our 100-day kiss tonight at midnight.
It's gonna be good.
Can I watch?
No.
I'll give you 20 bucks.
No! You weirdo!
You have no idea.
You guys ready?
Ready.
Let's see him.
Ready.
Who's Freddy? My name is Chess Masterson.
Oh, my God!
Man. Yeah. So if you guys didn't know I was me, would you recognize me?
No way. She made you really good looking.
Sam?
Don't call me Sam. Tonight, I'm Regina Goodbody.
Unreal.
Carly? I was once Carly, but now I'm the hideous Patty Schwab.
Oh, no! Patty Schwab ain't my sister! I did apologize for backing over you with my car, right?
All right, we better get to the party.
Yep. Agreed, let's go.
Hey, wait a sec.
I'm on iCarly a lot. What if people recognize me at the party?
Oh, yeah. Do you have anything for Gibby?
There and there.
This is it? Can I get, like, a mole or something?
Yeah, I can give you a mole. There.
Okay. Yeah. And your name can be Roger.
Yeah. Roger. Roger Mole.
We were trying to make time with those Northridge girls, man.
See what your tweet did? Keenan told me I could have a small party, and there's got to be at least 100 people here already.
Rex tweeted it.
Yeah, that's right. If Robbie had tweeted it, nobody'd be here. Because he only has, like, 13 followers.
14.
13. I unfollowed you.
Rex?
Hey, Andre.
What, Sinjin?
There's a guy here who crashed the party.
90% of the people here crash this party.
Yeah, but this guy's wearing a panda bear suit, and he's running around with a tennis racket swatting people on the butt.
Man, I don't have time for jokes.
But I'm...
Go!
Whoosh.
What am I supposed to say to Keenan if he finds out about all these people here?
Keenan's in New York, so why don't you relax the yap?
Everything's fine.
He needs to chill out.
Hey! Somebody grab that panda! Hey!
Andre just got whacked by a panda.
Tori! Look, it's me! Hi!
Hi!
Hey, sister!
How are you here?
I thought you were supposed to be babysitting some kids for Lane.
Yeah!
I am! Here they are! That's Wilson, and that's Vanessa.
Mabel!
Mabel!
You can't bring these little kids to a party like this!
What can happen? They're on a leash!
I think it's great.
Lane said you could bring them here?
No!
They should be in bed!
Don't be a downer! Come on, kids, let's go mingle!
Please help us!
Hi, Andre. This is an awesome party.
Yeah, listen, have you seen a panda bear about this tall with a tennis racket? He's down. All right, that's all. Hey, stop that panda.
Hey, Andre. There's a panda bear with a tennis racket sneaking up behind you.
Did you find one?
Yeah, right out back, and it's huge.
What are you guys talking about?
A jacuzzi.
Oh, you brought a swimsuit?
Uh-huh.
Jade loves jacuzzis.
Sometimes I pretend I've been captured by witches, and they're using me to make human soup.
I'm sure you'd be delicious.
Yeah, I doubt it.
I would have brought a swimsuit if I'd known.
It's me with a trumpet.
Why?
You scared the pee out of me.
Remember earlier this week in class, your terrible attempts at acting terrified? Well, I'm helping you to experience real fear that you can use as actors. So I really scared you?
Yes, I peed.
Bravo! Beck?
Sorry.
He's unscarable. Come on, let's go change and hit the jacuzzi so I can pretend to be soup.
Okay.
Jacuzzi, my favorite Italian word for hot, watery, bubbling.
You guys see Steven?
Nope.
You see him?
No. I see a giant panda bear with a tennis racket.
Hollywood, man.
Hello there.
Hey, I'm Roger.
Hi there, Roger. I like your mole.
Yeah, you do.
That mole's really working for him.
Yep.
Effective mole.
We really look hideous.
Oh, yes.
It's disturbing.
Hideo.
Steven,
your cheating boyfriend.
Innocent till proven cheaty.
Continue.
Okay. Sam, you and Freddie look on that side of the house and upstairs. I'll take this side. Spencer and Gibby.
Roger! You all got the super cool makeup and everything. I think the least you guys can do is call me Roger.
Okay, Roger. Spencer, you and Roger. Check in the kitchen and the backyard.
Roger.
What?
You know, I didn't mean it like that. I meant like Roger that. You know how they do in the movies sometimes?
Stop it! Ready?
If you see Steven, do not engage.
I do not engage.
Contact the rest of us via text message so we can all converge at point Steven.
See, that's the kind of talk that makes me want to hit him.
Whatever. Okay, are you guys ready?
Roger is.
Shut up!
Hey! Did anyone see a large panda bear with a tennis racket running in?
Hey, dude!
What? Oh, man.
Okay, if Steven and I ever get married and have babies, don't you think they'd be way cuter if they looked like him?
No, you have way prettier eyes than me.
No, but you have a prettier mouth!
You have a prettier mouth. We talked about this.
No.
Whoa, wait! Put the lamp down! Have some respect for King Thompson's lamp! You guys put the lamp down. I'll handle the pen.
Man, someday I would love to have a house like this.
Probably want to get a job then.
Nah.
Whoa, baby.
Ooh, jacuzzi.
Oh, you should get up in that.
Get up in it now?
For your sore back. Hot water, pulsing jets, fix you right up, says Roger.
Well, why not? I don't think anybody'd mind if I... Hey, what happened to your mole?
Oh, crud, my mole's gone.
Must have fallen off in the house.
Well, I gotta find it.
How are you gonna find a tiny mole in that big house? Hey, Gibby, wait!
I'm Roger!
This way, kids! Hi, cat! Cool party, huh?
Hey, tree, nah.
Cute headband. Hey, so you like kids, right? Yeah? Watch these for me.
Hi, kids. My name is Kat. Sorry I'm talking this way. I have a severe throat infection.
Do you have any retro music? Like the Spice Girls? Whatever happened to Baby Spice?
Look, you seem like a nice kid, but you make me sick.
Aw, you see that? You irritate everybody.
Dude, why do you always have to... I'm sorry!
If I could have come here by myself, I would have.
Just calm down!
Shut up, Sandberg!
Yeah. All right, chill out. Don't bust the vessel. I'm gonna call my boys, have them bring me some backup. Till then, who wants to take the mic and throw some rhymes? Freestyle!
That's a great idea. Here, no. Throw me a zesty beat. Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Now put your hands up. Put your hands up. What did Keenan Thompson scream? Now put your hands up. Come on. You know when an artist says to put your hands up, the polite thing to do.
I realize Robbie was bad, but was it necessary to throw that plant at him?
Who threw the plant?
Come on now, who's next?
I'll take a swat.
No, I'm not letting no puppy. Bah.
Just bust a beat.
Yeah, freestyle!
Oh, yeah!
Yo, let me hit that mic!
Ha! Rex Powers! Yeah! I'm going in.
Ha. Yeah. Thanks, Robbie. Your rap is pretty sloppy.
Now let Rex flex and I'll be sure to rock the party. Who's the best freestyling MC? They better mention me. But I don't freestyle rap for free. You better pay my fee. Try and test my skills, man. Who you be? Look Dope Rap up in the dictionary and you'll see a picture of me.
That's what's up.
This is a nice time. Thank you, Keenan Thompson. Oh, my back feels better already.
Who are you?
Nice to meet you, Spoo.
Hey, call me Psychowitz.
What? Oh, what is... Why did you do that to me?
See, I'm an acting teacher at Hollywood Arts High School, and I'm trying to scare one of my students, Beck, so he'll understand what true terror feels like.
You almost made me die!
Here comes Beck. Don't give me away.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey there.
Cool if we join you?
Oh, sure. Just me in here.
Hey, look out, please. Did anyone see your panda bear with a tennis racket?
Hey, Andres!
Grandma, what are you doing at this party?
Rex tweeted about it! Where's Keenan Thompson?
Grandma, please go home.
Okay, Andre!
Beck.
Jade. So you're not going to be in here long, are you? Because we've
No! Well, did I terrify you?
No, not really.
Yeah, tough nut to crack, my friend. One tough nut.
Yes, sir.
You'll be fine.
No.
Hey!
You haven't seen Steven?
No, and I've been looking everywhere.
Is Sam looking?
Sorta. She's looking at a bowl of onion dip. Hey, did you find Steven in the onion dip?
Don't sass me.
Look, maybe Steven's not even at this party.
Well, that'd be great.
Because then maybe he's not cheating on me.
Excuse me.
Hi.
You see a girl around here about this tall, brown hair?
No, not really. I'm Patty Schwab. Hey.
Oh, wait, I see her.
Carl, you there?
Subject spotted. I just saw Steven.
Where?
Shh, things are happening.
I wanted to give you this.
Steven, you nutball. A charm bracelet? Charm bracelet?
Yeah, it's one of a kind. Like you.
Okay. That hurt. That wounded me. Oh my God, it's beautiful. I love you.
I love you too.
And that killed me. Now I'm dead.
Ah.
And then she goes, a charm bracelet. And then he goes, yeah, it's one of a kind, like you.
Isn't that like the exact same thing he said to you?
Exact. And I think he even gave her the exact same charm bracelet. You were right. Go ahead. Say you told me so.
I told you so.
Dude!
Well, I did! Oh, here. Thanks. Ow!
This napkin has salsa on it!
I had some talkie toes!
Taquitos!
I'll be back.
Wait, where are you going?
To teach Steven a lesson for making you cry.
Oh, Freddy. Thanks. You can't just go beat him up.
He deserves it.
I know. But you're nerdy. Steven would pound you silly.
Your flow is just bad, so I want to help you. So look, here's your homework. Go read my rhyme book.
Yeah, yeah. Prop to the challenger. Now it's to you, Rex.
Pump the beat.
Kitties, kitties, pay attention. MC Rex is rapping, so class is in session. You better take notes if you wanna survive, cause you couldn't earn a dime with them weak old rhymes. I battle anybody, name your time or place. I be running circles around you like a relay race. I'm so nice on this mic when I take control. I flip your hat backwards like a California roll.
You just got pwned. Puppet style.
Oh, that's cool.
Cat, give me the kids. I need to get them back to Lane's before he gets home.
It seems they've escaped.
You mean you don't know where the kids are?
No, but I think it's important that you find them quickly.
Looking for a mole? Mole. Where are you, mole? Hey, Blondie! You seen a mole on the floor anywhere?
A mole?
Yeah, about yay big, Coco Brown.
No way, you're that kid from iCarly.com.
No, I'm not.
Wait, Gibby.
No, I'm Roger.
Hey guys, get in here, it's Gibby from iCarly.com.
Dude, you're gonna blow my cover.
I got Gibby right here from iCarly.com.
Sorry I had to do that, man.
No.
I think she should do it.
Yeah, give me one good reason why I shouldn't.
The guy's a total jerk.
I agree. Steven's a jerk, and we need to teach him a lesson, but I'm not gonna let Sam give him a royal fizzbin.
Well, can I at least give him a regular fizzbin?
No!
Yo! Steven! Hi. Have any of you seen a guy with... Whoa. No way! You're iCarly!
Hey.
Oh my God, you have no idea how in love I am with your web show.
No, but I know how in love you are with my boyfriend.
What do you mean I'm in love with your boyfriend?
It's okay. I'm in love with your boyfriend, so we're kind of even.
Whoa, wait. Are we talking about my Steven?
Your Steven, my Steven. He's been a busy boy.
You gonna knuckle down on this chick? I brought the butter sock.
It's not her fault. We're both victims.
Yeah, but I mean...
I'm not gonna beat her with a sock full of butter!
She wants you to hurt me with butter?
Yeah.
Do you see the little children?
Yes.
Fantastic. Wipe out!
Hey, I would have had 10,000, but there's something wrong with the board spring.
Right.
My turn. Set it to expert.
Come on, you got it!
And he even gave us both the exact same charm bracelets.
Oh, when he gave you yours, did he say it's
one of a kind, just like you? At least he had mine engraved to Carly and yours to Tori.
Yeah, at least. Wait. Mine says to Topi. You didn't even notice they got the engraving wrong.
Unless he's dating a third girl named Topi. Too soon?
Okay, now that we all know Steven's a stinking cheater, let's talk about revenge. Once again, I offer the butter sock.
We don't just want to hurt Steven.
We don't?
No.
Oh.
We need to make sure he never does this to any other girls.
Yeah. Hey, there's like 200 people at this party. What if we expose Steven in front of everybody here? Yeah, we put him in front of the whole party, yank his pants down, get some hot sauce. That's not what I meant.
She means expose him for being a liar and a cheater.
Yeah. You like it?
Mm-hmm. But let's not just expose him in front of a couple hundred people. How about more like... a million.
What? Oh, come on. I want to be a part of your iCarly unspoken communication. How are we getting back at Steven? Toby want to know.
Many people in here. Now, Keenan said I could have a small party, all right? Now, I want you out of here. I definitely want you out of here. I want you out of here, and I want... Oh!
Come on, man. Let me stay. Have a giraffe.
Call me a giraffe? Okay, well, yo, listen. It's kind of crazy
Andre,
in here.
Andre, why are you bugging?
Because you said I could have a small party.
Well, yeah, but not this small. Where is everybody?
But there's like 200 people here.
Okay, look, a small party means like 400 to 500 people, man. Look at those girls. Those have gotta be Northridge girls. You know what? You can tell by just how they...
You know? So you're not mad?
No, I'm not mad. Kiss your giraffe. Man, doesn't that feel better? Feel better already. That's right. The panda? You let the panda in my house?
No, I've been trying to get rid of this. You know the panda?
Man, that freak panda bear's been showing up around me for 3 years now. My house, my health club, my trip to Acapulco. That's why I bought this new house. Hey, who gave the panda my new address?
I don't know. Nobody knows nothing.
Okay, you know what? I want somebody to catch that panda and wrestle him to the ground and call the police or animal control or something.
He did it again! Oh, I'm gonna slam that panda! Come on! Where's my baseball bat? I don't know.
Where? That closet right there. At midnight, he's expecting us to have our 100-day kiss.
Okay. That's perfect. So you just text
me. Hey, where'd the panda go?
No way! Keenan Thompson?
You're Keenan!
Oh, my God!
Yes, he's famous.
Where'd the panda go?
We don't know.
Oh, man. How does that funky panda keep escaping my grasp?
Whoa. I'm Carly from the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know us?
Oh, yeah. I watch iCarly online all the time.
Hey, where's the little peculiar kid, Jimmy? Well, I know you're not from Northridge.
Hey, Keenan. I know we just met and everything, but would you maybe want to help us out with something?
There it is. You see that? There it is right there. Why does everybody want to borrow money from me? I mean, you guys, Andy Samberg... Half the original cast of All That.
Oh, I used to love that show.
Your cheekbones are like just perfect little sugar plums.
No. We don't want to borrow money.
Now, wait a second.
Okay, Sam. Would you help us get revenge on a really bad guy?
The panda?
No!
Her boyfriend.
Steven?
Who's also her boyfriend.
Which we just found out.
No money.
Just revenge.
All right, tell me more.
Okay.
Last 4th of July, we took it down to the... Oh, hang on. Text from Tori. Ooh, time for a 100-day kiss. Late. Oh, man.
Nice, man. I know, right?
I don't know what it is.
Happy 100-day anniversary.
Yep.
You ready for this?
Are you ready for this?
Hi, Steven!
He thought he was gonna get a kiss from a pretty girl, but instead, I blew a trumpet in his face! Punk!
Wait! What is this?
This is... iCarly!
I'm Carly!
ex?
He's also her ex-boyfriend.
Ex?
Yes, ex, meaning not anymore.
Steven used to have two girlfriends at the same time. Me and her. Steven's a cheater.
And a liar.
But now Steven's got no girlfriend. And might never get one again.
Yeah, because now all y'all women out there know that Steven is a cheesy west skunk bag.
Wait, this is live on iCarly?
Uh-huh. But don't worry.
Only like a million people are watching, so...
Yeah, so it's not like your whole life's over. Oh, wait.
It kinda is.
You know what? Yeah!
Oh. Bye, Steven!
Do it!
Malfunction.
Huh?
Sinjin!
We're in the middle of a game!
Okay, back to you.
All right, dog. I say that makes Rex the number one baddest freestyle at this party.
Wait. Chuck me a stick.
Oh, yeah. Unless I'm tripping, I do believe we got the iCarly crew at this gig fresh off the internet. Sam, right?
Uh-huh.
And you're calling out Rex.
Mm-hmm. Mama gonna take a puppet down. Whoa!
He doesn't like to be called a puppet.
Nah, it's cool, it's cool. But let's see if you can beat this puppet. Fuck it. Yeah, I'm hot, but I ain't taking this back, 'cause everybody knows that chicks can't rap. I'm so cool, I make thermometers drop. But with my lyrics so hot, I make thermometers pop. 'Cause me, I always get things popping. And you should stick to shopping. I battle better, but they all came and went. Face it, Sam, you're the opening act, and I'm the main event. Your turn, Laverne.
Back up, Shirley.
All right. Pump it up!
Yeah! Woo, 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 woo. Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah! Oh, how cute, a little rapid puppet. Psych, you're more like a rejected Muppet. Oh. And I'm so famous you can find my name in a blog, but not you, homie. Rex is the name of a dog. Oh!
If I stapled his lips and took his hand out your back.
Oh! Oh! Yeah!
All right, I'm somewhat offended. But I admit, Mama's got rhyme.
There goes a panda.
Oh, the panda stole my baseball bat.
Thank you.
You're all the Northridge girls, aren't you?
Yeah.
Panda!
Was that Keenan?
yes.
Keenan! Keenan! Keenan, wait up! Wait!
This is how you babysit?
Well...
I was driving home, looked out my window, and found him asleep by some trash cans.
Well...
What kind of babysitter would allow two small children to just wander around the streets? You know this one needs medication!
Hey, look what's up.
Hi.
The backup rig has just arrived and it's online. So who's up for a little bit of karaoke?
Hey, I love karaoke.
Kat!
What?
Shh! Your doctor said you weren't supposed to talk.
He didn't say I couldn't sing.
Well, all right.
Hey, iCarly. Why don't you throw us in the gig?
All right. What song?
Trust me. I'm gonna spin one that everybody knows.
Figure out how you're lost in the moment you do.